This is Who Do We Think We Are with Mon and T. Hello, hello, hello.
We are back.
We are back. We know that you guys fucking missed us
because I know it.
We heard you. Okay, I feel like everybody I talked to who listens to this podcast was literally like, when are you coming back? When are you recording again? Mm-hmm. When are you releasing an episode? And I'll be fair, we did take a little bit longer to come back than we had originally planned to do. Because mm-hmm. originally we were like, oh, we'll take like a month and a half off. And then come back and then, you know, get into season two. But then all of a sudden it was like the holidays hit.
Mm-hmm.
And me and you were so... I didn't even see Mon for like
a long time.
A while. Like a while.
Which is so weird because I feel like we were seeing each other like every week.
Every week.
Doing these.
Yeah. And it made me sad. But like sad. We literally didn't see each other for a while. And it was the holidays. It was busy because like... I think we were originally going to get back into it pre-Thanksgiving. And then all...
I think you're right. Yeah. Damn.
And then...
We really did take
a while. I know. And then all of a sudden Thanksgiving hit and we were like, we're so busy with Thanksgiving. And then it was Christmas time and that season's always a fucking crazy time to begin mm-hmm. with. So it just like...
It happened this way.
It turned out this way.
It was all natural.
Yeah. And we're sorry for taking so long. We heard you loud and clear. And honestly, it made me feel good. It made me feel so much love when, like, people that, like, I would see them and they'd be like, when are you recording again? When are you releasing another episode?
And, I was like, oh my God, you remember?
I was like, oh my God, you didn't forget about us? And they're like,
that was nice.
I've been looking forward to it. Like, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like maybe people thought that we had stopped doing it, which is fair.
Yeah, it was kind of crickets for a while, but we made
Even
it clear
like
we
our
were coming
Instagram
back.
Was crickets.
You're right, but it's all right. We're back. We're better than ever. Mm-hmm. And you know what's weird? Also, I do think that we first released our very first episode in season one. This is season two, people.
Welcome. That was perfect.
But yeah. So I really think that the first episode ever came out in March, so it's kind of like a weird full circle like
yeah
year thing.
I was thinking about that today. I was like, didn't we start this like last year at this
it's
time
crazy.
Which is actually insane to think about.
We're so crazy and wild.
I know, look at us.
Anywho,
on the couch on a Wednesday night.
I know.
So yeah, that we have changed locations,
as you can see. If you're watching the video. Yeah. You know what? I would like some feedback if people actually watch the video.
I know. I want to know.
Because it's kind of a lot, but it's worth it at the same time.
It is worth it. And I think, like, the idea that we can take clips from the video and post them so that, you know, people can see us talking versus mm-hmm. just hearing us.
Face to the name and voice and
yeah,
whatever.
As, like, we get more... listeners and stuff, because like we have actually been getting more followers on Instagram mm-hmm. and stuff, and we hope that everybody is watching the video. Obviously, if you're driving to work, you can't watch the fucking video.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you do watch the video, I'd be interested to know, because yeah, it is kind of a lot to set it up.
But hey, like you said, worth it.
We're in the trenches right now. We don't have like an actual camera, like we're just
iPhone set up.
Yeah. But you know, this is so much better than the table.
I think so. It's cozy, comfy.
I'm comfy. I'm relaxed. Like, I feel like I'm not like hunched over the table, which I feel like was bothering me about the videos when I was watching them back. I was like, I look like the hunchback of fucking Notre Dame.
Yeah, I can't. Some of those videos, I'm like, whatever, just fucking release it. All right. It's just like, it's the way it is, I guess.
Like, just fucking, like, we can't go back and re-record
yeah,
it.
Or you
so
can't
just fucking,
edit,
like,
cut
let
something
it go.
Out. It's like,
yeah.
This is it. This is what we got. This
and
is
it's comfy to hold the
I know,
mic.
I kind of like it. It's kind of cute, even though I feel like my, I don't know. It's kind of cold on my hand.
Yeah, just a little bit. Right. Kind of warm it up.
Anyways, so obviously we're back, like I said, better than ever. What are we talking about today, Tara?
We have a lot of announcements first that I think we want to talk about before actually getting into the episode. So we promised a lot with season two, and we're hoping that we will be delivering. So the first thing that we're going to be doing is in the beginning of the episode, we want to do a no gatekeeping segment. So this is going to entail, we're going to have the link on our Instagram, and anything that you want to put that you feel like, you know, I can't gatekeep this, this is so good, like, I want everyone to know. It doesn't have to be about skincare, like, or, like, self-care. Products. It could be anything. Like, say you do this exercise at the gym that gives you a fatty. Like, let us know. I want to know that. Like,
I want to know everything you got.
Yeah.
Like she said, not just, like, products. Because I know we've been like, what's the best tanning stuff? What's the best lip care? No, like anything.
Anything.
Tips and tricks. Life hacks.
Literally anything that you think, like, I can't gatekeep this anymore. My first example of that is taking magnesium glycinate before bed.
Goodbye. You do. Wait, do you take a pill?
What
do you
do? I take the gummies from Target.
I kind of want the gum. So
the gummies are delicious, by the way. I could eat like 1,000 of them, but you're only supposed to take 2.
Why? Of course. They make them taste so good.
Yeah.
I do. It's funny. I do that too. Mm-hmm. But I don't do the gummy. I spray the oil on my feet. Oh. Not sure why it's on the feet. I think it like absorbs it better, and also like it doesn't irritate.
I've heard that.
Because it's like your foot or something. I don't know. But I sleep like a damn baby. Mm-hmm. I'd be dead. I'd be first like, oh, I'm feeling relaxed. Yes. Dead. So it is awesome, but also I'm kind of like, don't remember getting weird oil on my hands before bed. Like, because I only remember when once I'm already in bed. I'm not going to wash my hands. Whatever. Yeah. And then also just weird. I don't know. I feel like this is too much information. My dog also sleeps under the covers with me, and he'd be like, he's like,
trying to lick
I'm like, get
feet.
The hell out of it. I'm like, come on,
I'm
man.
Dead.
So, yeah. So I would like the gummy.
Okay. Yeah.
It's, even though, what is it, by Ollie or something? Because it'll be expensive sometimes.
No. It's not Ollie. It's just the, I think it's like the nature made. Oh. Like, you know, like they have vitamins for literally everything under the sun.
Oh, I see.
It's that. So they make pills. I just like the gummies personally because pills
it's fun.
Like gummies is better. And yeah, I take 2 before bed, and I originally switched to that because I was taking melatonin for sleep, but melatonin's actually not good for you to take. I don't know, like, I don't know why everyone's like on this melatonin bandwagon, and I'm guilty of it too
because
I was taking it literally every night. Apparently, it is not good for you to take every night because it throws off, because your body produces melatonin naturally.
Oh.
So when you're taking it like that every night, your body starts to become dependent on it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't produce it naturally like it used to.
Bye.
So then you become dependent on melatonin, and then your body like kind of stops producing it, and then you can't fall asleep naturally. Like, dude, you have a harder time. So magnesium glycinate, I don't know what's in it that makes you sleepy, but it, like, relaxes you. Like, it doesn't knock you out. It just relaxes you, which makes it easier to then fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Also, magnesium is really good for digestion. So, like, not only are you getting the sleep benefits from it, but, like, you're getting the digestion, like,
gut health.
Yeah, gut health benefits from it as well.
I did hear, that's interesting. I didn't know, like, it, like, literally, like, we already produced that, whatever. So, that's very interesting. I did hear that also, like, taking it chronically literally, like, causes depression as well. Probably because of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you first said melatonin's bad for you, I, like, laughed because I was like, the sleep demons. Like, I'm not joking. I take the fucking melatonin. It's like, it's like a horror movie all night for me.
Me?
I literally, every night, I'm like, I'll wake up. Sorry who's listening and doesn't see the video and whatever the noise just was. But I will wake up midnight, like, sweating, like, what the fuck? And I'll be like,
the wildest dreams.
Yes, and I'll wake up my boyfriend. I'm like, I'm scared. He's like, what? I literally get so scared. They're scary. So, yeah.
They are terrifying.
Yeah, melatonin's a little scary. And, like, I mean, for a while I was doing the melatonin, like, lotion. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a little bit better, but still, obviously not good for me. And you ever freaking use the melatonin, like, bath salt?
Yes.
When I lived in my apartment.
Oh, yeah.
We I actually had a bath. Now we don't
still,
really.
I still use that sometimes,
dude,
though.
I almost drowned.
What?
Because I was in the damn water, and all of a sudden I was like,
no.
Like, limp.
No.
So, I'm done. That shit, I was like, almost died.
Your tombstone. Here lies Monica Maiden.
Drowned in bath.
Drowned in bath due to melatonin bath salts. I'm dead.
And then I was like, this is, like, seriously a hazard. Like, I literally made a review to warn others. Anyways.
Monica's on Yelp, like, yeah, no,
everyone's
this,
like,
this
is
not
great. I slept like a baby. I'm like, bitch, I almost died last night.
I'm crying.
Anyways. Well, what do we got next on the list?
Okay, so the next thing we want to talk about, I'll let you talk about this one, is our monthly fucking giveaways.
Yes!
Our giveaways.
We're doing giveaways, people. This is going to be very, very exciting. Monthly, as she said, the end of each month. I'm trying to decide if we're going to post it at the end of each month, but I think we're going to pull it at the end of each month.
Yeah.
So more to come, updates on that. But I think, you know, soon you'll be seeing some more details about a giveaway.
Yeah.
Basically, we're going to post something, have a picture of the item, and then to enter, you'll have to comment on the Instagram, tag somebody, save the post, repost it on your story, and make sure you're following us. And then that's an entry.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be exciting. Probably most of it will be merch, but could be other things. I don't know. We might get a little creative with it.
I think, you know what I think would be a fun idea is if, like, we included maybe some of the stuff we talk about during the gatekeeping segment.
Tara, that's a good idea.
And with a piece of merch. I am wearing one of our Who do we think we
yeah,
are? Yeah,
little hat
that Monica got me.
The pink's so cute.
It's adorable. This is just one example. Obviously, we've been kind of going back and forth for the last couple of months about new merch ideas because that if we're doing giveaways, we want to have good merch. We've just been doing that. But yeah, we're excited about the giveaways. We hope you guys are into that. Yeah,
it'd be a good way, obviously, free stuff, and then get our name out there a little bit more. So,
yeah,
we appreciate it.
Yeah, and we hope you guys like it too. And then the last big announcement that is going to be happening in season two is I know we've been saying this for a while now, but I promise you that it is finally going to happen. Especially next episode is going to be our first episode with a guest.
Woo.
We are going to be having guests on.
It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
I can just tell.
It's going to be funny because I feel like we have gotten used to talking to you guys. And so for somebody who's like not kind of used to doing this, it might be like funny. We might need to cut them a little bit of slack.
Yeah, even though I will say, I feel like we are a little rusty coming back.
Oh, for sure.
But we'll get it back into it good. We'll be good.
Yeah. We're going to have a guest. We're going to have guests. Not every episode, but we're going to try to make it kind of as often as we can. So it's not just us talking to you guys every single time. We're going to post who the guest is a week before we record the episode. We're gonna post who it is. We're gonna put like a tiny little splurge in the caption about like who they are type thing. And then what we want you guys to do, or if you want to do this, you don't have to, is to send in questions like specifically tailored for that guest. So, spoiler, our first guest is going to be a guy. So, for example, if you have any questions.
I don't know. Ignore me.
If you have any questions. I know why you're laughing. If you have any questions for a, like, from a guy's perspective. Like, say you're a girl and you want to know something from a guy's perspective.
Oh.
That would be, like, the perfect time to ask via our ask and answer link.
Anonymous.
Because, you know, we're both girls. So sometimes, like, obviously we don't get that male perspective when we're talking about things. So if you have certain things that you want to, like, get the male perspective on, please, by all means, like, that is the time to ask. So we'll post who it is first, then if you want to ask questions for them, send them in, and we will make them answer the questions whether make they want them. To or not.
No, like, truly.
Like,
no,
truly,
skips.
I will,
no skips.
I will hold them down on the couch and make them answer the question.
Bye. Good point, though. No skips.
No skips. You have to answer everything.
No choice.
I'm trying to think what else. I think that's it.
For announcements, I would say.
For the big announcements. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we just wanted to talk about all that stuff before getting into the episode because, you know, you guys have been waiting a while and we wanted to let you know kind of what we've been brainstorming, working on for the past couple months.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we've been doing and we're excited to get into it, you know, with the coming episodes. Trying to think what else.
I think that's it, but I'm dying to try this. Not even wine, right? This champagne?
Yeah, so we'll shout out to my mom. She actually got me this bottle for Christmas, and as soon as I opened it, I said, I am saving this for the season two episode, the first episode of season
the pilot.
Two. Because you can actually pop it. It is iced.
And it's pink. It's pink.
It's pink. Like, come on, guys. This is so us. So, yeah, so we're going to open that, but first I want to talk about something that happened a little while ago, but we weren't recording at the time, so we couldn't talk about it, but I want to
I was like, huh?
Bring it up.
And then it just hit me what it is.
If you were living under a rock, you might not know about this, but
Drake's snake.
Drizzy Glizzy's.
Bye. Goodbye. And honestly, I know it's like, come on, guys. This was a while ago. I am stuck on it.
I don't care.
I'm
talk
stuck
about
on it like a dog on a bone.
I want to talk about
it. I don't even know what to say, though.
Drake's nude got... For anyone that doesn't know, Drake's nude got released. And I immediately texted Mon. And then I was scouring Twitter.
Scouring. Like a freak. I was like Tara, you get on there, you find it. She goes, yep. I'm on it.
And so it's funny because somebody posted the full video of it. If you haven't seen it, the video was basically Drake sitting on a bed. And there's a mirror and he's recording himself and he's just like...
Slinging it around.
And
I never saw the video. Did you see the video? I just saw the screenshot of the video.
So I watched the video.
Shut up.
And then I screenshotted the tweet to send to Mon.
Oh, okay.
Because you could see, like, obviously just with the screenshot. Screenshotted it so that I had it. In retrospect, maybe should have screen recorded.
I was gonna say, what the hell, man? Because I was out here like, I never got to see it.
Yeah.
It was gone by then, and it wasn't. But I just...
So...
I heard it was like a gummy worm or some shit.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, watch the video really quick. It was only like 5 seconds long. Screenshotted it. Sent it to Mon. By the time... right after I sent it to Mon, I went back to Twitter. By the time... By the time I went back in, the tweet had already been taken down.
Dude, really, it was quick action.
It was so fast. Elon was on it, like, so fast, disappeared, gone. And I was like, oh, well, at least I have the screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
So at least Mon got to see this.
At least I've been blessed with the screenshot.
There was nothing really, I mean, besides it, like, flailing around. Like, you can get a good idea from the screenshot of, like, what people wanted to see.
And you know what?
I'm scared.
I was a little, I know it's like, oh, wow, you should, like, girls must like that. I guess, whatever, but I was scared by this. It was a little scary.
I'm terrified.
I don't know. Absolutely terrified. It was a little bit much.
It was a lot.
But I would like to put up a poll about this, I will say.
Yeah.
I would like to say, one, did you get to see it? Maybe we should post it on our story. Is that allowed?
Can we?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know if
imagine
we can.
Imagine getting banned.
Yeah, we might get banned. I don't want to get banned when we just started.
Direct message us if you want to see it. We will send it
via direct message. I'll send it to everyone to see it. If you haven't seen it and you want to, mm-hmm. I'll show you.
Free for all. But yes, we'll have a questionnaire up. One, did you see it? Two, thoughts. A, scared. B, is I. Or whatever else. A for me. I was like, ah, when I saw it, truly.
Oh, yeah. I was scared. And honestly, I'm going to be honest, the video was even more scary than the screenshot.
Bro, I want to see the video because I'm nosy, but, like, I know it'll be...
That's the reason. Like, I wasn't, like... I don't think attracted is the right word. I think that's the wrong word to use. Like, it wasn't like I was doing it to, like, and be like, ooh,
I know,
dick. But, like...
Bye. I don't think anyone.
I literally was
that.
Just like, I want to see, because this is Drake.
It's Drake we're talking about.
It's Drake. Like, this dude has slept with, like, freaking Bella Hadid. Like, you know what I mean?
I love,
like,
Bella Hadid.
So many beautiful people, and you want to know. Did he sleep with Kim K?
I'm nosy.
I think so.
I'm curious.
I think they had a thing. Him and Kim K.
I love Kim K, too. I don't care what anybody says. I love all of them.
I do, too. Honestly, I watch... My boyfriend's like, how can you watch this? I want to see the houses.
Yeah. Like, I want to see what's on trend,
I don't give a shit about their actual lives. Like, I want to see their houses. Also, I want to see Miss Westie, because she is fucking iconic.
She is. She's hilarious.
She's so creative. I tell you, I watched the episode of her going to, like, the Met with Kim and her getting dressed and being, like, the designer who designed Kim's dress or whatever she was wearing was, like, standing right there, and Norris, like...
He's, like, a top designer, too.
I don't like it.
She's like,
and I was like,
wear that? She knows. She knows what's in, what's not.
She's iconic. I mean, she is Kanye's daughter.
And that's enough. We're not going to get on this topic, but I love Kanye,
too. Yeah, we could go on forever.
I don't care what anyone says. I love him. I think he's genius, brilliant. I love him. Hilarious. Thank God no one was hurt in the process.
He's wild. Like, he's wild. But yeah, we could go on about that for literally ever. The main storyline of this is Drake's snake.
Ew.
I'm scared of snakes.
Me, personally?
Terrified.
A little afraid of snakes.
Terrified. Drake's basilisk.
All right. I'm done.
Okay, I think...
On that note...
It's time for a wine break.
Champagne break. Yeah. Wine.
Rosé, champagne. Whatever this is, I'm so excited to drink it.
Let's try it. Hey. Let's pop it.
Hey.
The pop champagne world.
Welcome back.
This is fire.
So good.
Like, wicked good.
So good. I never want to drink anything else but this ever again.
Honestly, I'm very... I knew it was going to be good. Obviously, like, this is, like, high quality.
Yeah.
But I sometimes champagne, I'm like, I get a bellyache. I don't like the bubbles.
It's
also,
like a rosé champagne, too.
Yes. And rosé, usually, too, I'm like, I get a headache.
I love rosé.
Like, I just, like, this... I don't know. It's, like... I don't want to say dry, but it's just not very sweet, but it still has a little sweetness. Like, I love this. It's going down easy.
It's got all my favorite things in it. It's got rosé, the flavor of rosé, I absolutely adore. It's bubbly, which, like, is a big thing for me. with like, really? Yeah, I see, love like, I feel bubbles.
Like we are opposites on what we like. So when we both agree, it's weird.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet. I love sweetness. And you know, it's fucking pink.
I know. Come on. You're right. I'm having one more sip too.
So.
Too good.
I'm going to give this 9.8.
I would, for what it is, yes.
Yeah.
Like for me, 9.8. Like, because there's, I don't think I could find anything better than this in this category.
Oh, for hell me. No. Yeah. No. I've tried a bunch of different, like, rosés in general, and this just wins.
It's unbelievable.
This wins.
And I'm not trying to be dramatic. It's just actually really, really
it's good. So good. And, like, I'm telling you, like, if you're on, like, a boat this summer or, like, you're ooh. Out to, like, a lunch and it's warm, this is what you're going to want. Like, without God a doubt.
Damn.
If, you, like, say you're, like, go, like, I don't know, you're going on a fucking boat. With your friends, bring this. Everyone will love you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I promise.
And those who aren't watching video, Tara popped it. Very good, but it did. It was a little scary. Shot up.
I almost shot my eye
a little
out.
Bit. It was close to your eye, but
it was perfect.
We good.
It was perfect.
This was a nice
did
little
it for the video.
Nice little Sally champagne.
Shout out to Barbie, my mother. For getting me this for Christmas, because this is fantastic, and yeah, I absolutely adore it.
Damn, it's just nice to have something good on here.
I know.
I feel like our past ones, we haven't had much luck.
First episode back, and we're off with a fucking bang. Hitting so let's keep note. These vibes yes. going.
Keep it rolling.
And one thing we did talk about this while we were on break that I forgot to mention. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing an episode. We're going to be releasing an episode every other week, right? But in between those weeks, what we're going to try to do once a month is go to a restaurant, a bar. You know, maybe we'll even go to, like, I don't fucking know, some random, like, class. I don't know, like,
yeah.
maybe like a paint and sip shit, like whatever. I don't know, like something like stuff like that. We're not going to start doing it right away. We're going to wait till it gets a little bit warmer,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to start doing that once a month, and putting that in between like an episode. So on one of the bye weeks where we don't release an episode, and we're just going to vlog like where we go. So like our first, thing that we're looking to do is there's this bar in Boston that I sent Mon the other week, and it looks absolutely amazing. And like, that's just an example. Like, we're gonna go there, we're gonna vlog, we're gonna like let you guys know how it is if we mm-hmm. recommend it. And like, you know, not just in Boston, we'll try to get some local stuff too, but obviously like some of the rooftop bars in Boston are like fun to go do once yeah. it gets warmer out.
Good content.
So
Tara,
what?
Maybe we should do the wine festival in Tuscan.
Oh, we absolutely have to do that.
Yeah, we will be doing that.
We'll do that this
year. Before, I remember we went there just hang out. We brought our dogs, and we were like, we should have went to that. And we just outside of it. Even though it was kind of cold that day, but whatever.
Yeah. No, we're doing that's that good. This year for sure. Let me look up the dates.
That'll be good.
So we'll do that. Like, that's a perfect example of stuff we're going to do, and then we'll vlog it for you guys and, you know, let you know if we recommend it. Obviously, if you guys don't live in this area, you're kind of shit out of luck.
Dang.
But if you ever come to visit, you know, you'll know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's just something else we're planning, and exciting. That's just, yeah, we forgot to mention it, but yeah, that's all I wanted to say about that.
Well, the other topic that I wanted to talk about, because honestly, I don't know, I've just been thinking about it lately. I'm like, this is like, it is cool, and it is something I think everybody should look for and be like aware of, I guess. I don't know, depending mm-hmm. on your real personality type. But like, for me, it's interesting because honestly, like, I would say I am a masculine woman.
I would say the same.
And
about
that
myself.
Doesn't mean I'm a man. No. That doesn't mean mm-hmm. like, oh, tomboy, whatever. Like, it's like, no, that's not what it is. It true. If you don't know what it is, basically, and here we go again. I don't want the listeners being like, oh, here they go again, talking about themselves. But this is about... Because I'm just saying...
I mean, it is a podcast.
You're right, it is.
So but get over
it. I just mean, I don't want to be like, oh, well, I... But, like, I would say that I am an ambitious person. I have goals. Mm-hmm. I like to do things for myself. I have, like, things I would like to achieve. I don't need people paying for things for me. I don't need people doing things for me. Like, I...
Hell no.
I got it on lock, brother.
Hell yeah.
I'm locked in. Hell yeah. Whatever them kids be saying.
Love that for you.
And a lot of other women are, too. But it's just, like, when you are like that and a masculine woman,
mm-hmm.
it's tough to find a man that will put you into your divine feminine and tap into that femininity.
Yes.
Is that a word? Feminine?
Yes.
Femininity.
It's hard to say, though.
Yes.
So I cut you some slack, because if I go to say it, I'm going to trip up, too. I totally agree with what you're saying.
Like, and I feel... Yeah. I don't know. And it's interesting, because it's like, how can they do that? It's like, I don't know. If they are putting you in the position to unwind and be that feminine person because they have that level of masculinity. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm making no sense at this point. But, like, for me, it
makes sense.
Personally, like, with... And I don't mean to give my boyfriend all this credit or whatever. But, like, I would say he's at that level. And when he is, when I'm with him,
mm-hmm.
I can put down that whole guard I have up. And, like, when we go out, do errands, we go out to dinner, whatever, I am, like, a damn idiot. Mm-hmm. I shut my brain. I'm not alone. I have high alert on everything always. My head's on a swivel. I'm looking around.
Oh,
I'm out there just walking around, following him. Literally like, like have
passenger
no clue.
Passenger princess.
Yeah. Like I have no clue what's going on. Yeah. I'm not looking around. I don't care.
Yep.
So that I just think is an interesting topic because, and I think it's interesting to have on your radar if you've been in past failed relationships or where you're always got to be in your masculine taking care of a feminine man or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That you just hit the fucking nail on the head with that one.
Good.
So again, from my point of view, I can totally relate to that as well, because I would say that I am the same exact way. I mean, you guys know I'm in the military. So like when I go to do that job or when I go to, you know, even just my regular 9-to-5, like, I mean, it's a little less masculine. But especially, like, when I have to go do military stuff, the last thing I want to do when I come home is be the fucking ma'am of the house.
Dude, you're right.
Like, I want to be the fucking princess who gets my shit taken care of. And like you said, I don't need a guy to take care of me. That's not the point. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need somebody to pay, somebody to, you know, open my car door for me. I don't need that. Like, I can do all that myself. I'm very fucking independent. But it's nice when that happens because, you know, I come home from drill and, you know, I slept outside. I was at the freaking firing range all weekend.
Good Lord, dude.
Like I want to now be treated like a delicate princess.
You're right.
Because I don't want to come home and keep that energy because, honestly, one, it's exhausting. I hate it. Two, you know, it's nice to just be treated like that and be reminded that, like, yeah, I am the girl in the relationship. I don't need to wear the fucking pants. I always make the joke because, like, my military dress uniform, I don't ever wear the skirt. I wear the pants. So it's like, I feel like I'm always wearing the pants. I'm always having to be, like, this assertive, like, person when I'm there. So when I come home, like, I want you to tell me where we're going to dinner. I want you to make the plans.
Yeah.
I want you to do all this stuff.
God
because,
damn. Yeah. Hallelujah. Say it again.
Yeah. I don't.
All right.
I don't want to be doing that shit. And I think you are so right with the fact that, like, if you are in a relationship or if you have a failed relationship from the past where you felt like you never had that moment, you didn't have a guy in your life to kind of, like, make you, like, who made you feel like that, I think it's so important, especially if you're somebody who feels like, okay, you don't need it, but, like, it's a nice thing to feel that way.
Lord.
Not like, you know, somebody comes home and they're like, oh, like, what do you want to do for dinner? Or like, what are you making for dinner?
Yeah,
or like,
bye.
Like,
you can pick up? What?
I could make dinner. Don't get me wrong. I could.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to have, you know, that person to make you feel like a princess. And, you know, if you don't feel like you necessarily need that, then cool. Like, I'm not
judging you. Yeah, it is person to person, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. I'm not judging you either way. But, like, I'm just saying, if you want that feeling and you feel like in your past relationships you haven't had that, focus in on that when you're looking for your next guy. Like, focus in on, like, okay, is this person right off the bat, when you start talking to them, are they making the plans or are they having you make all the plans?
Do freaking everything.
Like,
that is tiring.
Yeah, it's exhausting. I don't want to fucking do that.
No.
I want to be the passenger princess. Get in the car. We're going to dinner. Okay.
I'll grab my coat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
say
sorry.
Say fucking less.
Like, everyone has stress throughout their day. Like, for me, it's like, I'm making decisions all freaking day. I want to come home and be like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be making the fucking decisions. You tell me where we're going to eat. Because, also, I'm not picky.
Dude, your face. I just made me laugh.
Let's zoom in on my face on that last clip.
I don't know.
I'm not picky either. Like, I'll eat literally anything. If you tell me we're having cereal for dinner, amazing. Love that for us. But, like, you're the one telling me that, like, yeah, like, let's just do cereal for dinner. Awesome. Love that.
Fine.
Great.
But you're right. It's nice to come home or not even just come home. I feel like that, like, it's just, like, to be able to shut your brain off.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going as masculine. Woman. Mm-hmm. Woman.
Like, in charge. I'm yes. a girl boss.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. Like, somebody's gotta put you into that divine feminine. And it's almost, it's empowering. And you're right. Passing the princess make you feel like, oh, I'm so
it
petite.
It is empowering.
Dainty.
I mean, to me, it is empowering. I mean, you could ask people who are, you know, I know that there are people who are more, obviously, we both here are fucking feminist because we like love women and want women's rights and all that shit. Like, we in by definition are feminists, but like, we're not the type of feminist that's like, I don't ever want somebody to do that for me.
Yeah, fuck out here with
like
that.
I like, and if you are that type of person, fine. Again, no judgment. Like, you live your fucking life. You girl boss the shit out of it. I'm just saying, from my perspective and from a lot of women's perspectives that I've talked to, they don't want that all the time. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel like a princess. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a man do things for you. Like, even though you could do them yourself. So...
You're right. Yeah. And let's end it at
let's
that.
Fucking end it there. Because I don't want to get too
well
deep
said.
In the fucking rabbit hole with that one.
I know. Because
there's a lot of psychology behind it. And like, you know, it just, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And maybe I should have done a little more research or something ahead of time to really like get the main facts. But that's the main idea. And I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
And it's real.
Be a fucking girl boss all day. Like, I love girl bossing it up. But, like, sometimes you just want to not.
Yeah.
it's exhausting to do it 24/7.
I just want to feel like I don't have a brain for 1 second.
I want to be ditzy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's what I, like, feel like I'm, like, when I go out with my mans.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. Enough of that.
Enough.
That's a serious topic.
Yeah.
Serious.
Send us your thoughts if you have any.
Yeah,
if
I would
you
love
completely
to.
Disagree with us, let us know why.
Say shut up or that was offensive.
Yeah.
It could have been someone, I don't know.
I mean,
someone I could
have
said
if it offended you, like, I truly apologize, but like.
This is all opinions and you're listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
Anyways, so what do we got? We got some questions. Did we get some questions? I know you just posted. Tara just posted the link today, so we might not have many.
Yeah.
But should I check? Or was that where we're at?
Yeah, we'll get, let's take a wine break, and then we'll get into the U.S. we
answered. Love where your head's at. Let's do it. We're back.
Heels on my tippies.
Bye.
And Gabbana dance on my titties.
Did they say titty on my titties?
I think.
When they say the second line?
I think it's. Yeah, it's titties. Because it's across the chest. Anyway.
What a brilliant line. Absolutely brilliant.
Nikki just fucking killing it.
Talent, talent, talent.
Barb cities.
That was a very nice wine break. Once again, we've said it many times. Delicious, delicious, delicious. We didn't even say, I think, the name of it. It's Veuve du Vernay Ice Rosé Demi-Sec.
I mean, I give you credit for trying to pronounce that. I don't know how to fucking pronounce that.
Fancy,
we'll
fancy.
Post it.
We'll
post it so you can see.
You're right. You can read it. Unquote.
I don't know, but it's good.
It's good. It's good, good. Okay.
I feel like my hair is a rat's
We asked. Mess. No. You ask, we answer. Let's see. Like I said, Tara just posted today. I don't know if we really... We have 2, 7 hours ago.
Do we have any old ones?
We definitely have old ones, but I think we answer... Actually, that's a good question. We'll start... This is an older one, but I don't think we... What are your thoughts on girl math? 100% real.
Love it.
Definitely.
I love, love, love girl math. Even my boyfriend uses girl math to really? Justify him buying things.
Bye. I do like the sick math that's like, if I don't do this, if I wear it this many times divided by what, like,
yeah.
It's real.
No, it is so real. Like, say, like, you want to spend, say, $1,500 on a bag.
Mm-hmm.
If you use the bag, like, however many times
every weekend, like, all year,
like per day or per week, and you add that up, it's like, okay, it's only $5 per day for like a certain amount of months or years, or I can't do the math in my head, but yeah, absolutely love girl math. 10 out of 10. If you're not using girl math to justify things,
my life's been much happier since.
Do it. It'll put a smile on your face.
I love it. This is another old one. What are some goals for yourselves and or the podcast?
I think we just talked about them, to be honest.
Yeah, like, we kind of laid it out in the beginning.
I do want to reiterate, though, like, because, I mean, obviously we might have some new listeners who haven't been listening since the beginning, but the first ever episode we touched on this, we are not doing this to get, like, to try to get, like, famous. We're not trying to do this to, like, make money. Like, we're literally just doing this because it's a nice hobby.
It's fun.
I love spending time with Mon.
We get a lot of positive feedback.
I hope it's
reciprocated.
No, just kidding.
I love hanging with you.
No, like, but, like, we talk like this when we hang out. And normally, obviously, not, like, this constructed, but like, we talk like this all the time. Like, we have deep conversations, and I think what we wanted to do was kind of bring a relatable kind of forum and conversation to all of the other people that we felt could relate to the conversations that we have whenever we hang out, which you might not get sometimes with these bigger name podcasts, because obviously, like, they have, like, you know, more like fucking famous people as guests and stuff. Like, we're just like regular people, and, you know, a lot of our friends are regular people, so I think our goal was just to, like, do that and continue to do that and continue to make people laugh and happy and, you know, just have a good time doing it. Like, we're not trying to fucking chase we're not trying to chase any type of fame or money. Like, I just want to make that very clear. Like, we are not trying to do that at all. Like,
well said.
Yeah.
it's not a goal of ours.
No.
Obviously it'd be cool, but obviously, it's really not.
If it just happened to happen, like, that'd be cool. Like you just said, like, mm-hmm. it would be cool. But that's not our, like, end goal. Our end goal is kind of just to, like, continue to
have fun
and hope you guys have fun with us.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Tara.
Thanks.
All right. Look, I'll see if there's some more older ones, but I'm going to open the two that were new from today.
Cool.
Who is the biggest fashionista in New Hampshire? Now, who the hell's?
Who fuck?
All right, listen. This is funny. And whoever submitted this, I know what the hell you doing.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're on to you.
And the answer is me. Next question.
Yep, it's on.
I'm kidding.
I second that.
But that, I'm ignoring that one. Next question.
I love how in the beginning we were like, yeah, when we have a guest, no skips. I know. But like us, we're like, skip.
I don't know what to say.
It's our fucking thing. We can skip what we want.
Okay. Next one. Who's your favorite follower of the pod? Who the hell put the... I think I know who... Anyways, let's see, really. Who really is? Everybody, but let's think of some funny
okay,
ones.
Everyone, but the first person that comes to mind is Ben Stoller. Ben Stoller, motherfucking Stoller.
Up in the NYC.
Ben Stoller. Let me just tell you about Ben Stoller. Ben Stoller, okay, we knew him in high school. Great person.
Elementary school, everything.
Yeah, honestly, high school, like, fucking since we were little, like, fucking MT Yang. If you don't know, if you don't know, you shouldn't know. Tiger King. Tiger King. Ben Stoller has been listening since day motherfucking one. And, like, I remember, like, our second episode, like, it was, like, midnight, and he was like, where is it?
Yeah, he's like, it's not out yet.
I'm like, brother. It's loading. It's uploading right now. Relax.
I'm
like,
dead.
Hype man.
But a close second.
Close second, TJ Bajak. Yeah.
And his mom.
Yeah, shout out Mrs. Bajak. I love how both of them are men. Like,
I know.
Like, I feel like 99% of our listeners are women, but, like, I love how we feel like
you're right.
Two biggest
and
fans
I think
are
it
men.
Is. I think it is because a lot of the stuff we talk about is kind of, like, relatable to women, obviously, because we're women, we're talking, whatever. So it's kind of like, what could a man relate to this? So, like, the fact that they both listen and are dedicated listeners, it's like, you're dedicated. I
absolutely love that.
That's dedication.
That's dedication, because you're like, these two bitches talking about femininity and shit,
they're like,
and
yup.
You're listening to that. But I do feel like what we say may give men some insight into what fucking women think and how we think, and... it might give some better insight.
You're right. You can get something out of this. Something very valuable.
Yeah, because it's not like we're like, you know, like those bitches that, like, you know, you only find in, like, Miami or, like, LA. Like, we're literally, like, I don't want to say small town because Londonderry is not that small. But, like, we're,
authentic.
Like, we're smaller town people. We're not fucking LA influencers. So, like, our perspective on things is... very much the perspective of, I feel...
like a down-to-earth perspective.
Yes, thank you. That's what I was trying to say, but I couldn't come up with the word thank you. I feel like that's, like, if you're looking for, like, a down-to-earth person, like, and how their perspectives are, like, you're gonna find it here. So, if you're trying to date somebody like that, you might learn a thing or two from our perspective of, like, you know, how women want to, you know, maybe be treated. Like, yeah, we just talked
what
about.
What they're looking for, etc. And I don't know. I think that's a very good point.
Yeah.
It's true.
But shout out to you guys, like, dead ass, like, day one fucking listeners. I love.
A bunch of ballers.
Love, love, love that. It takes a real fucking man to listen to something like this. I'm just saying. It takes a real man to listen to, the, like, us fucking talking about this type of shit. You're and right. Be, like, into it.
Driving into work and, like, them crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I love that.
I absolutely applaud you. I don't know. Is Ben single? I don't know. Anybody in NYC hit Ben?
Oh, wait. I think he does have a girlfriend.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
Y'all sorry. Lost out.
Sorry. TJ?
TJ? I think TJ might be single.
All right. Well.
90s. All right.
We gotta stop. We gotta stop.
Yeah. So that's all I really had.
Yeah.
For the two new ones that were pretty funny. But the older ones, there's definitely a lot of older ones that we like either just somehow missed or didn't have time for on a show.
Do you want to pick one more random one? And then we can end on that. If there's any good ones.
This one's honestly tough. This one's a really good one, but like I actually don't know if I could give an answer to this right now. It's please give me pickup lines that always work. I don't know what to tell y'all.
Oh, I don't either.
I feel like most pickup lines don't, but yeah. I don't want to say that because there's got to be one.
I've been out of the fucking game for so long, and even when I was in the game, I wasn't good at it, so I feel like I'm not the person.
Do you think this is for men or for women?
I don't know.
Like, pickup lines for a guy to say?
Yeah, because I feel like women don't really use pickup lines. I mean, I never did.
Why did I feel like I had a good one?
I was always just a bitch.
Not me. I mean, like, one that I was like, I heard that, oh, some guy said this, and I was like, oh my god, that would have got me. I can't freaking remember it.
You know what? We should save that question for our next guest.
And we can look up some.
Our our first guest. We will ask him that question.
That guest would say, I don't know. And I'd say, answer it. And I'd put a gun. All right.
I'm just giving you guys fair warning. Oh, my boyfriend's calling me. I'm just giving you guys fair warning that the next guests that we have on the next episode, we will be making fun of them a lot.
Like hazing.
Like hazing level fun. But just know it's because we absolutely adore them. And they are the love of our lives. And it's all love.
It is.
But if you listen to it and you're like, damn.
They're mean. I don't want to be a guest. Don't be that. This just this.
It's guest. Just this particular guest that it's going to. I feel like a lot of people can guess just by us describing it like that.
I think it could be obvious to some.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Anyway. We'll post it next week. So you'll have to wait and see. But
Exciting stuff. And if you do want to be a guest in the future, please DM us.
We're going to set something up.
We've had some people ask about it, so I'm kind of like, if it does become overwhelmed, maybe we'll have an application.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But definitely just know, obviously, that's what we want to accomplish this season.
Mm-hmm.
And
the door's open. You don't need to be, like, a particular person. Like, you can literally just be ordinary, like us.
Or have one topic that you're like, I am passionate about this. I know a lot of knowledge. I have a lot of knowledge.
I want to come on and talk about it.
Cool.
And that would absolutely be amazing. Like, we're not like fucking looking for fucking Bill Nye the Science Guy to come on here. Like, you could be anybody. So if you think you want to do it, let us know.
Mm-hmm. I would love it.
I would love to have a million guests. Like, mm-hmm. I would absolutely adore it. And don't be scared either of like this whole setting. It's actually not as intimidating as you would think it is.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
No.
Not too bad.
Once you forget that, like, you're recording and, like, people are going to listen to it later. Mm-hmm.
The lights are bright, I'll tell you. That's what makes me nervous.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
They are a little bright. But other than that, like, it's honestly, it's just talking. Like, it's just a conversation. Combo. And if you slip up, we can always fucking edit that shit out.
Cool with me.
Don't worry about it.
Dead. Well, that's all. Tara, anything else that you would like?
No. I just want to say, welcome to fucking season 2. We hope you enjoyed our first episode back, and we are excited to just keep the fucking vibes going for mm-hmm. you guys, and we love you all so much. We love your endless support. We love the fact that you were nagging us to get back in the fucking seat. So, thank you. We love you. And yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Love you. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Who Do We Think We Are with Mon and Tea.